Now for our first batch of news items. Although it is still only November, we have a Christmas theme with news of two carol concerts. One for the Big C charity, and the other the Evening News' own concert at St Peter Mancroft. Also, an unusual Christmas light feature is to be opened at Hay Hill, and a skating spectacular is planned for the ice rink at Castle Mall Gardens.
Concerts in aid of the Big C will be held across Norfolk during November and December to celebrate the charity's 35th anniversary. The voices of more than 35 choirs and musicians are raising roofs across Norfolk to celebrate the birthday of Norfolk and Waveney's cancer charity. Clive Evans, Director of Income and Generation and Communications, said, "Music is uplifting and good for the soul, a great therapy and a stress buster. And in the run-up to Christmas, we thought what nicer and more festive a way to end our year than by joining in Big C's Christmas carols. We've been amazed and so humbled by the generosity of our choirs and musicians who've offered to help us, either by giving proceeds of ticket sales or a bucket collection to help us support cancer patients and their families in the area."
There's still time to get your tickets for the Norwich Evening News Carols for Christmas service on Tuesday, December the 13th. The event will benefit Mancroft Advice Project, which supports young people in Norwich and Great Yarmouth. The choir of St Peter Mancroft Church will perform, led by choir director Jodie Butler, and music will be provided by organist Julian Haggett. Readers for the service will all be writers or staff members from the Norwich Evening News.
Norwich shoppers have been watching with interest as a large metal structure has taken shape on Hay Hill in the heart of the city centre. The much-anticipated Tunnel of Light will send sparkles across the city during the festive season. The 50,000 LED light extravaganza is the first of its kind in the country and will run along Hay Hill and along the sides of St Peter Mancroft Church. The tunnel is 45 metres long, 4 metres high and 6 metres wide and is powered by 50,000 pulsating LED beams of light. It'll be switched on nightly from now until January the 5th. The tunnel has not been without controversy, with local volunteers complaining it will affect the soup kitchens run for the homeless at the same location. The Christmas lights were turned on in Norwich at City Hall by Norwich FC chairman Ed Balls as he swapped Strictly Come Dancing for the city's glittering Christmas celebrations.
Plans are in place to make the opening show to this year's Norwich Ice Rinks skating spectacular. Six performances will grace the rink, which this year is sponsored by the Jack and the Beanstalk pantomime at the Norwich Theatre Royal. The show is free to attend thanks to the special viewing gallery beside the ice. Figure skater and skate marshal for the Norwich Ice Rink, Coralie Steadman, is delighted to get back on the ice. She said, "I'm so delighted to be skating again this year. I started choreographing a few days ago, as there's a lot of hype this year. We don't have much of a skating community in Norwich, so a lot of the audience members don't know much about the sport. This is a great way for them to see the sport's potential. With group synchronised performances, duos and solos, all skating to classical music songs from Kylie to Michael Bublé, there's plenty on offer for everyone to enjoy."
Norwich Cathedral is holding an open evening to mark the beginning of Advent on December the 1st. The evening will include a short service to bless the outdoor crib, featuring live farm animals. There will also be carols with the Cathedral Chamber Choir and the lighting of the cathedral's Christmas trees. People who are missing someone this Christmas can visit the Tree of Remembrance and write a message on a star. The Master Mason and apprentices of the Norwich Stonemasons Guild will be demonstrating carving skills in the cloisters. There will also be guided tours, Christmas stalls, photo opportunities and activities for children. The Refectory Cafe and the Cathedral Gift Shop will also be open.